But there, as in all tropical countries, there is a season of rain and storm. Then the birds disappear, as the swallows do with us, and seek some sheltered place. But when the rain is over, and the spices in the woods breathe out fresh fragrance, they return to their old haunts, and the gay plumes of the male birds may be seen glittering amongst the trees as before. When the birds of paradise are about to take one of their long flights, they choose a leader to be king over them. Where he goes, they go, and where he settles, they settle, perching on the same tree. He generally flies high up in the air, far above the heads of his subjects, and he takes care to lead them against the wind, so that their loose floating plumes may not be blown over their heads. If a storm comes, they then rise higher and higher, and keep mounting until they reach a calmer and serener region. The natives always know the king by the spots which he has upon his tail, like the eyes upon the feathers of the peacock. When they go into the woods to shoot these birds, they try to kill him first. In order to get a good shot, they make a little bower of leaves and branches of trees, within which they can hide themselves and yet see all that is going on.